The esoteric nature of the great worm Ouroboros is widely misunderstood. Those who seek the Nordic truths imagine that it is some world-girdling serpent representing the hazards of the world, or the moral failings of mankind. Others seem to see in it a symbol of cyclical things in general, whether history or birth and life and death. Or even the misguided ramblings of the back-to-nature faux spiritualists of our time, who preach a gospel of renewal and sustainability when even dull-headed scientists have proven the inevitable victory of entropy over the material world. Remember that the worm girdles the world, that it encompasses all material existence. This much is our surest hint to its true nature. Symbolically, it drives all that we know and all that we have in this planet. And its slow but inevitable constriction is the sign of the entropic forces that will bring final oblivion to all. Then what remains? Dull-headed worship of the serpent that heralds our doom? Like frantic volcano worshippers hurling yet another screaming girl to her doom, knowing nonetheless in their hearts that one errant belch of magma and gases will wipe their pathetic huts from the scene like so much roasted grass at a campfire? This is pathetic idolatry, the first and last refuge of the uncomprehending cultist, not the purview of the masters of the occult. What all these benighted fools have missed is the inevitable truth. Forget the serpent. Ignore the doomed and damned world that its coils oppress. They are a snare for the unwary. Lay claim instead to the higher truth, the void that lies within. In every ring there is a hollow, and that hollow invites us to look beyond, to the numinous existence that lies encompassed in the view through the meaningless ring, obscured by the mundane clod that it encircles. Meditate upon these truths while you forge the sacred circle with your feet, and cast the seven sacraments upon the kindling. The sacrifice must be brought forth, conscious and on her own feet, unwilling but gagged. Thank you. Her terror will distract the spiritual serpent that lies in wait to keep you from the truth. But her screams must not alert the unworthy who surround us all. In due course, the powers will protect you. But for now, you must be swift and secret, as the emptiness within the eternal serves a cycle of lies. Bind her over the wood of the unlit pyre, and strip away her clothing to use as yet more kindling. Hone your dagger on a granite stone, and rub her flesh in aromatic oils anointed with the 15 medicaments that I have listed elsewhere.